We continue Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Ayin Zayin Sif Tes, Bezer Hashem Yisbarach. I'm a Kaddish, the one that makes Kiddush. Yishtem and Akos L'chol Apachas, K'mloi Lugmav. He should drink from the Kiddush cup, the mount of a cheekful, B'li Hefzik, without any stop. V'mitzvah Shitam Kulam Akos Shul Bracham. And the preferable way is that everybody should take something from the Kosher Bracha. Mishayin Hashosh Yayim Machmas Neder. But if somebody doesn't drink wine because he made a neder that he shall not drink wine, a Machmas Shemazaloi Kadoima, or because wine is detrimental for him or something like that, Ein Loi L'Kaddish El Yayin, he should not be the one to make the Kiddush on the wine. Al Smach Shiyishtu HaMesubim, that with the intention that he won't drink the wine, somebody else from the group will drink from the wine. If somebody made already Kiddush, and now he's making Kiddush because he's making Kiddush to be mighty other people, then the halacha is we could be more lenient with the requirement that he drink. Somebody else who's being yotze with his Kiddush could be yotze by drinking Malay Lugmav. That person will drink and that will be fine. If the person is making Kiddush on behalf of individuals who are sick and they can't drink from the wine, then there's no option other than the person who made the Kiddush to drink from the wine. And even if it means that he's doing this a number of times, every time he's doing this for a different chaylo, a different group of chaylim, the halacha will be that he has to make Kiddush each time separately. The halacha is that l'chatchila one should drink from the cup on which the kiddush was made. If there are people there that don't want to drink from a cup that I have drank from, the best thing is that you should pour off from that cup for the people that want to drink for the other people, and the person who makes kiddush should drink from the Kiddush wine. If somebody who can't make Kiddush, as we just discussed, can't drink, so he can't make his own Kiddush, and he has other people, but he needs to make Kiddush, and he has nobody that can make Kiddush on his behalf, so then he should make Kiddush on Challah. If he could drink from the wine, that even though he can only drink a small amount of wine, there is room for leniency to let him make Kiddush, that he should make Kiddush that way, that he should drink Kiddush he should make the Kiddush and other people, and he will drink, and he will just drink a little. If he could just drink a little, and there are no other men to drink from the Kiddush, but there are women and children, that will be acceptable as well. L'chatchila, when we give the shir of Mloy Lugmav, we shouldn't have a situation that a number of people are combining to get the shir of Mloy Lugmav. One person should be drinking Mloy Lugmav. So if Yud, Yain Shal Kiddush, L'fishu Mitzarchei Suda, when we speak about the Kiddush wine, since it's something that's needed for the meal, Ein Atam Bracha L'Achrav, we don't make a separate bracha achroina on that Kiddush wine. The Birchas HaMazon Patrasoi, the Birchas HaMazon that's going to be said at the end of the meal will cover that wine. Ach Yesh Paiskim Desfilei Deinem Patrasoi, there's some that disagree with that halacha. Al Kenim Efshur, if at all possible, Yeshu L'Hadish L'Acha Birchas HaMazon, that after you bench, Yivarach Al Kois Yayin, you should bench on a kais, the yishta revius, and then drink a revius of that wine, and then yivarech bracha achroina, lift the gamas kais for kiddush, and then you'll have to make a bracha achroina, and the bracha achroina you'll make will not just cover the wine that you drank after benching, but it will cover the kiddush wine as well. Sif yiralf ayanch b'toich asuda, the wine that we drink during the meal, ain't a tzarech levarech. We don't have to make a bracha separately on it. Sheniftar Bebrechs Bar Yagofen, with the Bar Priyagofen that we made at the beginning at the Kiddush, covers all wine that will be drank, will be consumed during the meal. Dissimilarly, if people heard Kiddush, and they, even though they didn't make their own bracha on the Kiddush wine, because they were yaitz with the bracha of the person who made the Kiddush, still those individuals would not have to make a new bracha on the wine that they drink during the meal. The wine that they drank at the beginning of the meal, combined with the kiddush that they drank at the beginning, and they were yoitz with that bracha, will be enough. Sif Yud Beis. Kiddush al kais. If somebody made kiddush on a cup of wine, the savashu yain, with the assumption that what he's making kiddush on is wine. And then he discovers that when he made kiddush, thinking it was wine, it was really water, a shamashka, a different beverage. He should make a brach, make kiddush on wine again. But if when he made the kiddush on this water, thinking that it was wine, there was wine on the table. And it was his intention to drink wine during the meal. Then ain tzarch levar kadoshenus. Then there is no need to make another kiddush. Dava kila kiddush l'yayin. The halacha considers it as if he already made kiddush on the wine. V'mlai hay lefanav al shulchan. If there was no wine on the table, aval haya yayin b'beisai. There was wine in the home. V'haya dat delishtas yayin gam b'techasuda. And he intended to drink that wine during the meal. Ein tzarech levarach bar priyagofen. He need not make a bar priyagofen. Elisha Kedushan of Achuli says the rest of the Kiddush. V'maisa Kaisha Shecha made the Vash V'makan Shechma Medina. If there was some whiskey or grape juice on the table, where there is considered Chama Medina, V'chal Oifin Ein Tzarech L'Kaddush Sheinus, there's no need to make another Kiddush. Elo Yavarach Hashakol V'yishta. M'kaim Shnagim L'Kaddush Ach Natil Shidayim Kain B'tzis Aplatz. In places where Kiddush is said after they wash the hands, before they cut the bread, we don't have to say kiddush again. You'll make a hamotzi, and that, so you made the kiddush with a mistake. So you'll make the hamotzi, and that will be considered as if you make kiddush. For as we've been learning, you can make kiddush on chalas. Sifya gumel, gambiyoy besuda shachris. By day, also tzorch l'kaddush l'kais. We have to make kiddush on a kais. Dainu shivar chalav bayir priyagofen. We should make a bracha bayir priyagofen and a cup of wine. V'zeh ha-kiddush. If somebody forgot to make kiddush and he already began the meal, if he remembered before he made that moitzi, and he should make kiddush with saying bayir priyagofen, not say any of the other psukim, in order to start the meal with kiddush. If he already made hamotzi, he should take a bite of the challah and then make kiddush. If he only remembers after the meal, he should make kiddush and eat some mezonos as to make it, as we're going to learn, kiddush b'makam suda. If he made a bayir priyagofen, but when he made that bayir priyagofen, he did not have in mind that bayir priyagofen should be for kiddush. Many poskim suggest that is good enough, because the entire obligation of Kiddush by day, Kiddush Rabbah, is just the Bayir Priyagofen. And in such a case, the best suggestion is, if possible, to hear Kiddush from somebody else, or interrupt the meal, go outdoors, and when you come back, make Kiddush again. There are many people that have the minig by Kiddush by day. They say the Pesukim of Shom Bnei Yisrael, or Zochah, as Yom HaShabbos, which is a fine minig, but many people begin Kiddush with the words Al Kein Beirach, which is the middle of a pasuk. And many poskim suggest that we don't say a pasuk beginning from the middle of a pasuk. And so too on Yontif, many people before reciting Kiddush by day say the psukim of El Mayad Hashem Mekroi Kiddush. Yidav Moshe's Miyadei Hashem of Bnei Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah they say the pasuk of tikkuch b'chodesh, and some by day only say b'ri pri agafen and nothing more. If somebody made kiddush in shul and now he comes home, the halacha is that even though he already made kiddush, he can make kiddush for his family. And that's for two reasons. Number one, because many poskim suggest that even if you make kiddush and had cake and shul, when you come home, you should make kiddush again. And number two, many poskim suggest that there's a chi of arvus, that we have responsibility, not just for all family members, even women, to help them fulfill the mitzvah. And if that's the case, we can make kiddush on their behalf, even though we already heard kiddush. The gam kind of kiddush, also before this kiddush, is the halacha, osolutim klum, we may not taste anything, but feel mayim, even water. K'may b'kiddush halayla, as we said, the halacha is by kiddush at night. O mitzvah namufcha she kiddush gam ken al yayin dafka, the best that this kiddush should also be on wine. M'chavel av yayin tzraf, but if somebody likes whiskey, or m'kaddish alav, and he uses it for kiddush, gam ken yoytzi, he will be yoytzi the mitzvah. Achizor, one should be careful, she'ekois machzik revius, the cup that's used for this kiddush should be able to hold the revius. V'yashta malayim lugmav, b'lay hefzik, and he should drink a malayim lugmav of this cup. V'mekaddish al yayin, somebody makes kiddush on wine, but he wants to drink other beverages. There are, however, minhagim that allow kiddush to be made by day on a small schnapps cup. Sif yudalad, both by night and by day, and kiddush of makom sudah. We could only make kiddush by makom sudah. Shnema the kuros l'shabbos oinig. The darshar of yosin is a chayin l'vracha, but m'sham at b'makom shatikayu l'shabbos. In the place where you were declaring a Shabbos through the recitation of Kiddush, Klaima Kriya the Kiddush, Shom Ye'onig, there you should have the enjoyment of Shabbos with eating the meal at that place. From Kiddush by Zen, therefore if you make Kiddush in one home, V'aychel Ba'is Acher, and you're going to eat elsewhere, Afilim Shasa Kiddush Ha'isodat Kain, even that was your intention when you made the Kiddush, Eina Yotza, the Kiddush, you will not be Yotza that way, that making kiddush. If you're making kiddush in a large room, you can make kiddush on one side of the room and eat on the other side of the room. If you're making kiddush in one room and then you're going to go in another room, if it's all in one home and you know that that's ultimately where you're going to eat, that is acceptable. But to go to a room in a different house or to go to a room in a different apartment, that is not considered making kiddush b'makom sudah. V'gam tzarech la'achol miyad lachi kiddush. We have to eat right after kiddush. V'm lo'y ochol miyad lachi kiddush. If you don't eat immediately after kiddush, lo'yotze, you weren't yotze the mitzvah de kiddush. It's not considered kiddush b'makom sudah. And one should not interrupt at all, no talking in between kiddush makom sudah. Make the kiddush and then go wash if you're going to be eating bread, or make the mezainus if you're going to eat mezainus. B'yoyim, af she'en n'roitz lechem yad sudah kavua, when you make kiddush by day and you don't want to immediately eat the full meal, yochel lechel l'kaddush lechel k'tzas p'skizden, you can make kiddush and eat some cake, v'at tzarech lishtus m'kos revius, and then you should drink from the cup of wine or revius, kedei levarach birchas al michiv al pri agofen, and then when you'll finish, you'll make al michiv al pri agofen. V'zois yachal asas gam kem koi de musaf, this could be done even before musaf, emli becholish, if he feels the need to eat before musaf. Umayil shu tzarech levarach akos amila, a mile who has to make a bar pri agofen on the kos amila, but he has not, v'dayin lo kiddush, but he has not yet made kiddush, yishtam min akos, he should drink from that cup on which he made the bari pri agafen by the bris mila, kamloi lugmav. First he should drink kamloi lugmav, and then he should drink oid revius, another revius. Sif tezvav, mutalutim achat tfilas shachris, kaim tfilas musav. One could take a small taste of food after shachris, before musav on Shabbos. V'tima hanik pas kbeya, teat mezainus only the size of a bay of a layoisa, or peris afil harbe, but fruit you could eat more, could they list it as a lev to fill yourself up if you feel very hungry. Vach yikaj tchila, but first you have to make kiddush. V'yishta kumlaim lugma v'oid revius yayin. Drink kumlaim lugma a cheekfuls of the wine, and also revius. The leisa tzarech, samchin and desires have a kiddush makam suda, that can be considered kiddush makam suda. A yishta revius yayin, if you only want to drink a revius yayin, then you have to eat kezayis v'chamishas min adagim, and a kezayis of cake. If somebody doesn't have wine, there are poskim that suggest that since you haven't yet davened musaf, you don't have a chiyuv kiddush, and you could eat that little amount because you're just not able to go further without making kiddush first.